Yo.
Yo.
All right, so like I'm gonna start it at 10 seconds. All right.
Hello?
All right, you wanna start it? Cause I have it. Like, yeah. I got the stuff right here in front of me. I'm gonna just like cut it a little bit. I'm gonna edit it.
No. But how do you do this? Like.
Cause when it finishes, I can export it to my camera, right? And I'm gonna send it to you if we can like put it to Canvas. Like your right. Phone, and that's it. Right? I got the articles in front of me, on like ESPN and shit. So yeah.
Oh shit! I gotta pull up articles too.
Nah, I'm just doing this for the stats and stuff, like the facts.
What'd you say?
I got it in front of me, like to see like the record and like predictions and stuff.
All know, right.
People on ESPN.
We're gonna start at a minute.
All right. So are you gonna start it off?
You gonna ask questions first, and then I'm gonna ask you some questions.
Wait, but like, how am I supposed to start it off? Like, what do I say?
Shit, I don't know. I'm on Canvas right now. I'm gonna look. I'm gonna see what it says for the podcast.
Oh yeah, and it has to be like 2 to 7 minutes long for both of us. Just make it like 5 minutes.
We have.
It says 2 to 7 minutes. So yeah.
Different if it's like people.
Yeah, it says like two people. It says 2 to 7 minutes.
All right. See, this shit is gonna be cake.
Well, I don't know how to start it. Like, what do I say? Like, welcome to the podcast with Jonathan and Chris.
I mean, you gotta be like, oh, this is Chris Brito and stuff like that.
Oh. All right. Let me see your name. Oh no, I'm gonna say this is Chris Brito. Yeah, wait.
Yeah, I can hear you guys.
I'm gonna say like this is Chris Brito and this is, and then like you see your
name.
I'm not gonna be able to talk, right?
All right. Yeah. All right. Let's start at 2 minutes and 10 seconds.
All right, you go first.
All right. Welcome to the podcast with Christopher Brito and
Jonathan Pena.
And today we're gonna be talking about if the LeBron James and the Lakers. Will they be able to compete in the Western Conference with the Warriors and the Houston Rockets? All right, so on ESPN, this shows that Lakers will be the fourth best team in the West. What do you got to say about that, Jonathan?
I mean, considering their record from last year, they have a lot of hungry young players, and they do have an addition of LeBron and Rondo. But I don't think... They will be a fourth seed. They'll probably be an eighth seed at most.
All right. According to the ESPN website, it says that the Los Angeles Lakers, they will be above the Utah Jazz and will have to compete for a spot with them or the Portland Trail Blazers. So what do you got to say about that?
Meaning they have to compete against the Portland Trail Blazers?
Or the Utah Jazz.
Considering how Utah played against Houston with Donovan Mitchell, they're going to be way better this year, especially with the addition of Grayson Allen. And for the Portland Trail Blazers, CJ McCollum and Damian Lillard, that backcourt is on paper is amazing, both averaging over 20 points. So I would say it'll be a good game. Entertaining game, but Lakers will probably beat the Trail. Take their play.
And last time, they also have some depth in their lineup with Rajon Rondo, Lonzo Ball, guards. That is Lance Stevenson, Michael Beasley, JaVale McGee from the Warriors. But the Warriors have added DeMarcus Cousins, but he's on injury coming back from injury, an Achilles tear. So we got to see how he comes back from that. How do you think the Lakers lineup will end up happening?
I think the Warriors are a really powerful team with is healthy. But then again, like you said, we'd have to see how he plays in the games after his Achilles injury. But from the looks of it, it looks like the Lakers can match up pretty well against them with LeBron leading them. And Rondo and LeBron would... Their duo would be great. And then Addie, what's up?
Most players that come back from injury from Achilles tear, like Kobe Bryant, he never came back the same in 2010. And DeMarcus Cousins coming back from a year with the Pelicans after leaving Anthony Davis. So, yeah, he might be coming back around January 2019. So, yeah, the Warriors, he might have some time to have some chemistry going on there.
Well, I'll tell you this right now. From the looks of it, the Lakers, with the right coaching, with the right system, because you have Luke Walton as that coach, and Luke Walton kind of knows the Warriors system, so he's kind of replicated with his team. So I think if the Warriors don't have DeMarcus and he's not 100% healthy and plays the way he plays, then Lakers could be headed to the finals.
Now, what do you think about if Kawhi Leonard comes to the Lakers next year when he's a free agent? You think he'll become a Laker?
Honestly, I think that's what's going to happen next year. That's why he signed a 1 year. So after his 1 year is up, he's heading to the Lakers. But the thing is, the Toronto, they might request Kyle Kuzma. And Kyle Kuzma is a rising star right now. So do you really want to build on from now and win a championship? Or you want to focus on...
I mean, since Kawhi Leonard, he wants to be a Laker for life since he's from the area. And LeBron has to sign a 4-year deal. Kyle Kuzma, he wouldn't really be like a growing asset because Kawhi Leonard and LeBron James, they'll be like two championships, like at least. Because Kawhi Leonard can guard KD, Kevin Durant. And and Lonzo Ball with his elite defense versus Curry. So, yeah. And they're saying that Kevin Durant, he might leave the Warriors for LeBron because he said they liked the move that LeBron did to go to the Lakers.
I know they're also talking about rumors are KD might go back to OKC.
Oh, yeah, that is true since they got Paul George and Carmelo has left. So, yeah. All right, this has been the podcast with Christopher Brito and Jonathan Pena.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for listening. And, yeah. All right, that's it. I'm gonna cut it right now, and I'm gonna send it to you. All right, I'll message you.
All right, but. All right.